One Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tom Diggs.
That'd be Tom.
Thanks, boys. We're trying to get a hold of Gumpy right now. Some technical difficulties are going on, but we wanted to start the show, and we will bring him in as soon as fucking Zeke gets him on, because Zeke's a technical genius. There he is.
Oh. There he is.
Did you just have to restart your phone?
Looks like it. It was weird.
Even thank you,
when I called, when I called you guys, it didn't ring at all either. It was weird.
Interesante. Thanks, Apple. Canadian Sensation Beard and Wonder, Bubba Gumpito.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
Otter.
Hey, Tony. How we doing?
Good. How you doing? On. All right. Thursday night football tonight. Fucking Amazon debut. We are, pal, I don't know about you because we haven't talked to you. The office is pumped about fucking Alan Kirk.
Yeah, it's going to be electric.
It is going to be electric. The total is 53.5. It's come down from 54.5, which I don't know how it changes the stat. Bruce, I don't know if you know how it changes the stat. But the stat was that unders are 7-0, I believe, when the total is 54.5 or higher on Thursday night football.
I'm going to fail that pop quiz, but I have a feeling that this total is just going to be spot on. Like what, know, it will be a 54, 55, maybe a 53 point total tonight. Just have a feeling it'll be right on the number.
Yeah. The stat was in the wild card era since 1990, totals of 54.5 or higher on Thursday night football are 7-0 to the under, going under by 13.8 points per game. It's juicy. I mean, that fucking, you know, my fucking mouth started watering when I heard that. 4.5 is the line, juiced to the Chargers on the 4.5 there. Public money is, let's see here, 63% of the bets are on the Chiefs, 62% of the money is on the Chiefs. I think at FanDuel it's going to stay at 4.5. I think
both these teams have great trends coming into this. Too.
Great trends.
Other books, it's been moving. FanDuel has been steadily locked at 4.5.
Yeah,
they've been fucking sitting tight. They've been holding on for dear life to these lines.
Well, you know what that means. They're comfortable in their number. They like the number, and they think it's the right number, so they're not going to move it, which I respect. Johnny Sheeran doing.
Yeah, and also I've seen a lot of books move this up to 54.5 even, because there's so much money getting bet on the over. They're sticking with the 53.5 still. With, I just think it's wild.
Yeah, FanDuel was 54.5 yesterday. I don't know if it was this morning or not, but it definitely ticked down a little bit today. The total as far as 65% of the bets are on the over, but 60% of the money is on the under.
27-24 game, it feels like.
Maybe. I don't.
35-27, like 35-31.
Right now, we have a same game parlay.
Yep.
Out there that has the quarterbacks rushing overs. It's got Kelsey touchdown, and it also has the Chargers plus the 4.5, plus 1,300 something. If you opt in, there's a Thursday night football, no sweat, same game parlay. This one qualifies for it because it has to be plus 400 odds or longer. If it doesn't hit, you get your money back in free bets. You can follow with this one. You can make your own. Whatever you want to do. I know that it was hilarious. Connor and I were talking about a bet this morning. We placed. Yeah,
I said it to Connor.
We placed said bet, and that was Herbert and Mahomes to each have a rushing touchdown. It was plus 2,300, I believe, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 minutes later, fucking Gumpy texts us with a screenshot of that fucking bet. We were on the same page for a sprinkle for that one.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. Those boys will get in there.
Yeah, it's a cheeky little side.
It is a little cheeky little side.
23-1, never hurt anybody.
Against the Chargers last year, Mahomes had 45 and 32 yards rushing. So if you want to look at his total over there. Wide receiver that I wanted to talk about now that Keenan Allen is out. Let's see here. Let's see what his odds are before I bring him up. Josh Palmer. He had five catches in the game, at least five catches in the games that Mike Williams or Keenan Allen missed last year, and a touchdown in each of those games. So maybe a potential name to look at there. DeAndre Carter had the touchdown last week from Herbert that Coach Pagano showed off in his coaching session today.
Awesome, it was fucking
awesome. Okay. When I was doing my research for the rest of the games this week, I noticed this. Chargers had six sacks last week against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Arizona had none against the Chiefs. So, is part of this game, and it always is can the Chargers, they're not going to get six. I don't think they're going to get six. They
certainly could.
They could. They obviously could get six. I doubt they get six, but they could get six.
Mahomes taking six.
No. But can they get three? Can they get four? Or can the Chiefs do what they did to the Cardinals and blank them? I don't know. But the Bosa and Mac versus the revamped Chiefs O-line that looks very good, feels like they got that under control, is definitely one of the main
watching. Or maybe the Cardinals just absolutely stink.
I mean, there is also...
Like, that is a thought. But there's one thing, hey, I've said it all along. Chargers cover 4.5, sure. CEH plays, for whatever reason, the Chiefs win.
Yeah. Hey, you know who else gave up no sacks last week? The Chargers. Chargers
gave up none either?
Yeah, the Raiders didn't get one sack against them last week, and that was, you know, with they have...
Will the Chiefs be able to stay calm and run the ball, though?
Yes, because you know they're gonna, you know the Chargers are gonna play cover two, and they're gonna say fucking,
like, oh, Josh Jacobs. If the Raiders were to ran Josh Jacobs all game, he's getting like six per.
Let me actually just had that up. Let me pull that up to.
I think he got eight touches, six per. I have him on my fantasy team.
Yeah, it's madness.
Having him on your fantasy team is Mitt, just absolutely.
Mitt so loves bringing up his king of bringing up his fantasy team.
On my waiver wire moves.
To that point, Chargers were giving up 5 yards a rush last week.
Right. Is Rojo on this team?
Yeah, but they got the Pacheco kid.
Yeah, they do have Pacheco. He's
a bit of a dog.
Last week, Chiefs defended the pass very well. Chargers couldn't run the ball on the Raiders. So that's something to keep in mind.
I'm not taking a side here at all.
Not doing it.
What?
Are you taking a total?
Yeah.
Which way? Under?
Yeah.
Yes. What?
There you go.
Yes, yes, yes. I didn't want to take a side. Especially when you look at the fucking DVOA numbers.
Fucking do it.
What are they talking about?
What does DVOA stand for?
Huh?
Defensive.
Are you talking about like defensive efficiency rating or something?
Variance over average, I think.
It's defense adjusted value over average, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And who in the fuck makes that up?
What are you talking about? Who makes... Don't come out here and start shitting on DVOA, dude. Yeah,
it's a losing battle.
You want to piss off the fucking gambling world and stats world, you fucking come at DVOA, bro. I didn't want to take a side. Now that... I definitely don't hate that J.C. Jackson's going. I think the Cardinals might fucking stink, too.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I just don't think the Chargers' offense looked that great last week against the Raiders' secondary that is very questionable.
That's what I was...
That's my sole reasoning for taking the under.
And also, like, the Raiders, they didn't get that much pressure either. Like, like they had a problem.
Yeah.
Like, Keenan Allen was fucking wide the fuck open, but it's not like they couldn't really score a lot of touchdowns. Like,
this game was on Sunday. Guess who would not be taking
it? Not a chance. I hate betting totals, too. I fucking told you that. Now we are. What did I say? We're going to get to a point where it's a prime time game and you throw a fucking total out there.
You have to.
I wouldn't be surprised if anything happens in this game.
Bruce, are you on what are you? You're pretty quiet back there.
Yeah, I'm kind of pretzeled in general. So I took the Chiefs money line -190.
Hell yeah.
And now they're -230, but I love the Chargers. So I have just two same game parlays, one with the Chargers, obviously the boost pretty heavily. Or not the boost, sorry, the same no sweat same game parlay pretty heavily, and then I have another same game parlay with the Chiefs money line.
What did Coach Pagano have to say?
I cashed out the original
34-31. Is that what it is?
35-31 Chargers.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that
bet in. That has me spooked.
I'm going to put that bet in. Chargers 35-31 is +40,000.
J.C. Jackson back, too, is just massive. You guys were talking about the pass rush, but, you know, that'll be huge back
there.
Their
secondary is good. Their whole team.
It all depends what you think of the Cardinals and the Raiders.
Yeah, which
right?
Neither looked great.
I mean, we've said it time and time again. I feel like last year we didn't capitalize it on it enough. Geez, sorry. The chefs are the chefs, and they're gonna cook. And they didn't cover games 2 years ago, but this is only 4.5, 3.5. Like, I bought the point to get it to 3.5, and I love it. I say fuck it. 3.5 -140 is what I got it at. That's what I'm playing.
Okay. I'm gonna go Chargers +4.5.
Yep. I'm going hard in the player prop market a little bit.
I hate how you said that.
I'm just going to bet a few of these straight.
You know the player prop market?
A little bit. I'm just stacking Kelce over 70+. I think that's -170. Okay. And then his longest reception, I'm pretty sure it's over 22.5. DeAndre Carter, you mentioned him, anytime touchdown, that's like +360. Okay. And then Pacheco, anytime touchdown, you know, just kind of maybe see.
Plus money.
Yeah, CEH gets him down there. Pacheco ends up getting the touchdown. That's +380.
Okay.
I would wait on that under till game time. It could go back up.
Since we are talking about the.
Yeah,
I agree.
Before we get off props, really quick, I found this to get a sack prop, and I just think this is the best value on the chefs to get a sack. Frank Clark, +250.
I like it.
I understand that he's probably the fourth best pass rusher on that team, but they're going to have some guys getting doubled. Chandler Jones is going to have to see two every play. I just think... Chris Jones. Chandler Jones is... Yeah, you get it.
Yep.
We were just talking about the Raiders, sorry.
Uh-huh.
I think Frank Clark, best value, +250 to get a sack, yes.
I don't hate that. Let's go. Frank Clark's a dog.
Frank Clark is a dog.
Boost, I took the one. Chiefs and Chargers to each score one rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown. You know I love those fucking types of boosts. I'm a sucker for that boost.
You love those.
You throw that out there for me, I'm in.
I'm a sucker for the other one, the 250 plus. It just sounds so easy for them to do in my brain, and then it just never
– It's
never easy.
And I'm the absolute biggest sucker for the 2x1, which the 2x1 each team to complete their first pass.
What is it?
Justin Herbert, and it's what I think it got boosted to +110.
Oh, it's boosted?
Yeah, it was boosted, and I saw it, and I was like, all right, well, Justin Herbert or Patrick Mahomes, yeah, they're probably going to complete their first pass. Let's do it. Come on, boys.
Okay. Good luck tonight, everybody. Good luck tonight, everybody. I wanted to do something, since we kind of talked about the games a lot this week already, just kind of like one thing that you're looking for in these games, starting with Washington at Detroit. The line's still 1.5. It just came out that DeAndre Swift did not practice for a second straight day, but he did tell them that his ankle injury is nothing to worry about. The one thing I'm looking at in this game, Washington was 30th. In yards per rush defense in week one against the Jaguars, giving up almost 7 yards a carry, and the Lions actually ran the ball pretty well. They're 4th in yards per rush. I want to see if Detroit can run the ball on the football team.
I think there is going to be a fuck ton of running in this game, and I loved the under of 48.5.
Okay. Pal, what are you looking at in this game? Anything?
I mean, we know what it is. Fucking Carl Wentz, dude. Any game Carl's involved in is the best.
Bruce.
And if Goff didn't look bad last week.
No, he'll do it. He'll do it.
Hey, this is one versus two, actually, from way back in the day. Different yes, teams, yeah. But let's yes, go. Yes, it is.
Big time. I'll do Hutch and the Lions D-line, see if they can get after Carl Wentz a little bit, maybe get a strip like sack going.
I like that.
You know what, though? The only thing that terrifies me about this is the fact that Detroit's favored in a game for the first time in 24 of them. So
That's the thing that Mitt wants to see. Yeah. Can the Lions handle the pressure?
Will it really close as
a favorite? Lions aren't meant to be a favorite.
No.
Jets and Browns. Jets at Browns. The line is 6.5. Total is 39.5. The lowest of the weekend. What was I looking at here?
What quarter do we see Mike White in is my question.
Yeah, that's a good thing to look
at. Or Strafolski, for that matter.
Give me Strafolski.
I think the big thing to look out for is the Jets rush D. They just held the Ravens to
yep.
3 yards per carry. And then something I'm looking for is Michael Carter played pretty well against the Ravens a little bit.
He got majority of the touches over Breece Hall yep. in that one. So if you're looking at running back totals in that one. Mine was also the Jets rush D because the Browns week one were obviously top 10 rushing offense. Actually, both of these teams, as far as yards per rush, were top 10 rushing offenses. And they were both bottom 5 yards per pass. Neither of these teams, Flacco and Jacoby, neither of these teams threw the ball great. Both ran the ball well. So I think it's
total on this game
39.5, lowest of the weekend.
Should be 25.
Yeah, bro, this game fucking sucks. I'm going to take...
Is it in New York?
Man, we're not making picks here, dude.
It's in Cleveland.
So this is the unveiling of Brownie the Elf
yeah,
for this
year. Yeah. Tough to bet against. Oh, yeah, tonight. Hey, tonight. Hard to... you do have to take into... When you're a handicapper, I believe you got to take into account that there's a new field in Kansas City tonight. The new painting, 50th anniversary painting on the field. That's just... Crowd's going to be fired up. Sorry, what were you thinking about?
The crowd is always fucking fired up in Kansas City, especially for a primetime game and a divisional game. This one matters a shit ton. But looking at the Jets-Browns game, I did find a bet that I think has some good value. Double result, so the Browns to be leading at halftime and win the game. Double result, Browns-Browns, minus 135.
Be careful, my friend. I flirted with those fucking bets last year.
I don't need to sweat halftime in the NFL. Just yes.
Who has the edge at quarterback in this game?
The Browns.
Jacoby
just won a game, dude. Flacco hasn't won a game since.
Brisket has the edge because he has players around him that are veterans that know what the fuck they're doing. The Jets were banking on like basically a young team coming together, like how the Bengals kind of did, and forming it that way, and then you're. Young quarterback got fucking hurt.
Like, if you were starting a team and you either got Brisket or Flacco, I would take Brisket.
Let's take a look at the numbers.
I mean, I don't even Jacoby, think he's younger.
Jacoby was 18 of 34 for 147 in a touchdown. So,
what was Flacco? 6 of 40?
No, they threw 60 times.
I mean, the Ravens defense is. This is a tall order.
Come on, Bruce. Don't die on the footsteps, Flacco.
Listen, I don't love Joe either, but I might take him over Jacoby.
Mike White.
Really?
I take Mike White over both of them. I can tell you that.
White watch is a real thing. I take
Strafolski over both of them.
Yeah, me too. Flacco was 37 of 59 for 309. When you throw 60 times.
Honestly, Guppy, to answer your question,
neither.
Brisket's got the moxie enough to be.
Can I say neither?
I would like that option.
The main option is neither, but Brisky's got the moxie to go ahead and bring in the boombox as the backup quarterback to Andrew Luck and be the DJ of a locker room. Yeah, I think I would go with
inside
him.
Inside info there. Bucks and Saints, line's 2.5 still. Bucks are favorites. Total is 44.5. Thing I'm looking at in this one, New Orleans defense gave up 5.5 yards per rush against the Falcons and 6.5 yards per pass, which is 15th in the league, whatever. I need to see if New Orleans defense is still good.
Kamara didn't practice today either.
No, ribs. He practiced yesterday and didn't practice today.
Fuck.
Maybe it, might, it could have just been a rest day. But I'm what the Falcons did to the New Orleans defense last year worried me, or last week worried me.
Very alarming.
Because Fournette ran the, ball well.
Were they graded too low coming in? They don't know they stink.
Who's that?
Fournette
Falcons.
Was
Falcons.
Downhill. Or
just nobody know what the fuck the Falcons are gonna do, and then in like 3 weeks.
Don't sleep on Artie Smith, to be honest.
I know. Yeah. I mean, he could make.
I love Artie
He's
Smith.
He's fired up.
I'm just saying, in this game, I want to see what New Orleans defense does because it's had Tom's number, and I want to see if it still does.
They've had Tom's number, but they also that was when they had CJ, GJ, and now they have basically a whole new secondary other than
Lattimore.
Other than, yeah, Marshawn Lattimore. So, I mean, do they have Tom's number? I don't really think so. I like betting on Tom Brady. I'm going to for sure be betting on Tom Brady in this game.
Are you looking at anything this? Are you anything standing out to in this game, Powell or Bruce?
Dennis Allen.
Okay, yeah.
Michael.
He's the guy who owns Brady, I feel like. He's the one who dials it up. Like, they went into Tampa Bay with fucking nobody and walked them, like. They got him that one game in the playoffs, and didn't Drew Brees throw a bunch of picks?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, what's Tom Brady, 0-4 since he's been with the Bucs regular season against the Saints?
Yep. Loves throwing the ball to him, too.
You're going to say you're looking for Michael Thomas?
Yeah, I'm looking for the Michael Thomas 2 touchdowns market.
If Michael Thomas is foaming at the mouth again, the game is over.
Yeah. This is when a fire starts to burn, it starts to spread. Michael Thomas alert situation.
All right, Carolina in at the Giants. 1.5. Giants are favorites. 43.5 is the total. Carolina was 28th last week in yards per rush. Yeah, it was against the Browns. They're a very, very good rushing team. On the other side, the Giants were number 2 in yards per rush. So are the Giants going to be able to take advantage on the ground just like the Browns did last week? Carolina was 7th in yards per pass. The Giants were 28th against the pass as far as yards per pass. So in Carolina was the number 1 D versus the pass last week. So, but that was
Robbie Anderson about to slide.
So I want to see if Carolina can stop the run and can the Giants stop the pass.
I think that taking away Derrick Henry and stacking the box kind of frees up a lot of that passing. The secondary of Xavier McKinney, kind of leading the group. I think should play better this week against Baker.
Pal.
McCaffrey and Barkley. Can McCaffrey get going? Like, actually get going?
They need to give him the ball. He looked good. I know they want to save him, but...
But are they, like, is that the thing? Are they easing him into him, or is this how it's going to be all year?
It feels like the reports were they were going to ease him in a little bit, but you can't lose... You can't keep losing football games. You're going to have to fucking go.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Matt Rhule is fucking... His seat can't get much hotter, dude. No. Like, if I was him, I'd have McCaffrey out there every play. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like,
we aren't easing Saquon into anything. We're the only place we're easing him is into the end zone.
Are you looking at anything in this one?
This is the game that has me just absolutely terrified to bet on, because these two teams, it seems like you have no fucking clue what's going to go on. Carolina last year, they were either absolutely amazing or like completely abysmal, like when they played the Giants.
Last year, these two were great under teams because they lost their quarterbacks and they played good defense.
My main thing is they're optimistic that Kayvon Thibodeau will be making his debut. So
that was good.
Probably
they're gonna let Tony play. Christ,
he was out today.
Yeah, he was out today.
Yikes. New England's at Pittsburgh. The line is +2.5. Steelers at home. Mac was out today with. Maybe is Tommy hurt or something like that? Can the Steelers defense still get pressure without TJ Watt? They were 0-4. They're 0-4, 0-4-1 or whatever without TJ. I don't think the offenses are going to do much in this one, but I have a better feeling about the Patriots offense because TJ Watt's not in.
Yeah, that's the question. Can the Pats, was it the Dolphins defense last week or? Sure. Can the Pats offense get going here?
Bruce?
Yeah, so Belichick is 9-3 against Tomlin. Obviously, that was with Tom.
Yeah,
still a little bit.
First time since 98, 99 maybe, that Tom or Ben wasn't in this game or something like that.
Dude, probably like 2003.
Mitt, what were you looking for in this one?
I was thinking, and these are my two favorite coaches to bet on specifically, and I was looking at these teams and kind of looked like a pick 'em. It's hard for me to just bet against Bill Belichick's adjustments and Bill Belichick going in and ripping his team's ass after getting annihilated week one. I mean, got annihilated by a divisional opponent that, like, you do usually lose to once a year, but we'll just fuck. Bill Belichick's 9-3 against Tomlin. Just gives me more of a reason to pick Patriots money line.
Yep. 1998. That has not featured Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger.
98. Yeah, I don't know.
Brady was not drafted in 98. He was drafted in like 03.
They won the Super Bowl in fucking 01, dude.
I'm not betting on this game. This game's going to go overtime.
I'm leaving, taking the points with the Steelers.
Holy shit. I just realized Brady won the Super Bowl for the first time, and I was 2 years old.
I thought it was 03.
Well, you just said 01.
What?
That's Patriots talk.
What was the next one? Colts and Jags.
Oh, Pittman was out today?
Was he?
The fuck is going on? Did T.Y. Hilton retire? Is that,
I don't know.
Technically.
They put up a thanks for the memories banner at Luke's Oil.
Oh, no.
Really? Done. He hasn't announced his retirement yet.
Who is that? T.Y.?
Out there.
Technically.
Thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memories.
Have a good summer.
So, in this
love
one,
you, Ghost.
I was. Can Andy throw the ball? Was kind of my one here because the football team took advantage of it and they threw the ball all over the Jags. Jags run defense last week against football team, pretty good actually. Football team's not a great running team. Jacksonville, like I said, 6.8 yards per carry last week. Colts have a good defense. I don't know. I just want to see if can the Colts throw the ball is what I'm looking for in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to get going, dude.
They got to take care of the ball better too.
That too.
Two or three turnovers in the red zone. Right?
That too.
Can't have it.
And, I mean, when was the last time they won in Jacksonville?
I think it's been like 7 years.
Matty Ice time, dude. Come on, lad. Yeah,
come on. come on.
Dolphins-Ravens, 3.5. my thing, I want to – both teams couldn't run the ball to save their lives last week. Can either of these teams run the ball?
Can we get fucking Chase Edmonds fucking humming along? Armstead practice today. We're good there.
J.K. Dobbins, I believe, is trending towards playing. I think that's a big boost for the Ravens offense.
Yeah, last week. Sorry, Mitt. Miami, 2.8 yards a carry. Baltimore, 3 yards a carry. Both were bottom five in the league in those numbers. So I want to see if either of those teams can run the ball this week.
Yeah, Baltimore, it seemed
we
like.
We keep it up with having Lamar's number.
I know. Mitt, go ahead.
Baltimore, it seemed like they just saw Lamar doing his thing passing and then just said, all right, we're going to keep rolling with this because they were playing the Jets. They were just running the score up. I mean, there was no point to try and force a run game there. I mean, I like it because I think the running game is going to be great if J.K. Dobbins comes back.
Okay, Falcons are at the Rams. The line's 10.5. Total's 45.5. Mine tied to New Orleans kind of earlier. Is the Falcons offense going to continue to be good? Eighth in rushing last week, 17th in passing. And is the Rams' offense going to be this bad? Obviously, they played the Bills, though, but they were 27th in yards per rush and 30th in yards per pass.
What the fuck are the Rams doing with Cam Akers is my question.
Okay, that's good. That's right? Good. It's a good question.
What's going on there?
They couldn't run
that line. Like, their offense as a whole, unless Cooper Kupp was getting the ball, looks like dog shit.
They didn't run the ball last year either, Gubbers.
Yeah, I mean, I might take the Falcons money line and a shot of Jameson.
you might need more than one.
I just think that, you know, as long as Marcus Mariota is out there, I was impressed by them in week one and think they should keep play, keep playing well. I mean, Kyle Pitts didn't even have really that good of a game.
No. Dude, Cordarrelle Patterson is so good.
He runs so hard.
Yeah.
He might be one of the most underrated players in the league.
For sure.
Yep, Drake London's getting going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the Falcons plus.
Imagine if they had Calvin Ridley for, you know, and say he made a parlay.
Yeah, and you know what? In his honor, I'm going to be putting the Falcons money line in for sure, a bunch of those.
Seattle's at San Francisco. The interesting one here for me, as good as, I guess, the Seattle was perceived on Monday night.
Yeah, it was only the first half.
They were 24th against the run last week and 27th against the pass last week. This is the only game of the week that features where San Francisco's defense is rated higher than Seattle in all areas, and their offense is rated higher than Seattle in all areas. This is one of the buy low, sell highs. Now, do I love Trey Lance? I don't know. But that's what I'm looking for this week is Trey Lance. Can he? It's not going to be a torrential downpour. So, and this
actually, it is.
Oh, geez. No. Is it already?
60% chance on Sunday in San Francisco.
NFL. No, hey, you know, San Francisco. It's not going to be torrential.
Dude.
Right now, it says
cold like a tropical Niners storm. Last year.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was against
Carson Colts. Wentz threw 8 should have been interceptions in the first half in that rain bowl.
Oh, man.
Okay, right now, the percentage of rain is in the 20s.
Okay.
So we're okay.
Sunnier.
It's going to be overcast, but...
But it won't be as bad.
No.
And they probably have a field that drains.
Yeah, they might have some irrigation.
I didn't get away with that.
How? Okay, yeah, you're
we lost. We lost field, draft bro. Picks because Tom Brady got on a boat. These motherfuckers can't even drain their field.
They just put new grass in last week.
Yeah,
they
put
in
the fresh fucking, new Bermuda.
They fresh new Bermuda. Turns out, Bermuda is one of the worst draining grasses. I learned a lot about grass and draining.
I had Bermuda grass in high school, and that thing's gonna be fucking brown in just 2 weeks.
What a life you were living. They didn't.
Hey, sorry, dude. Owner of Splenda, his kid went to my high school. Likes to donate a field every year. Good shit.
They didn't have time to aerate after the model.
What are you boys looking at in this game?
Good shit.
Anything?
I like the 40. I like the 49ers. I'm leaning that way. I think -6.5 is -160. I'll probably use that as a parlay piece. Basically, the buy low, sell high that you're talking about. The Seahawks really probably should not have won. That game.
Little Picks Friday preview. I could tell you Picks what the Friday, 6.5 is on that
minus
team.
-162.
Is that what I can tell you what I got it at today, though.
Oh, you already took this.
Yeah, just a little. -162 is the 6.5 for the 49ers.
Yep, there you go.
Anything you're looking for in this game specifically?
You know what? I have no idea what Trey Lance is going to ever do, so no.
Okay. Next one is Cincy and the boys. Well, this was the game Monday where it was 6.5, right? And we said, please lock this in right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at 7.5 right now. I was hoping it would get to like 10 for Cooper Kush and the boys.
What? This is the one game where I didn't know what I wanted. Like, what? I don't know. Can the Bengals
protect? Can the fucking Bengals protect, O-line block?
Can the Bengals protect better?
I mean, dude, it doesn't matter. You have DeMarcus Lawrence and then a bunch of fucking nobodies. Who cares?
Wait, I thought you said it was a great D-line.
No, it's Micah Parsons when he walks down. Yeah, it's a great D-line.
Well, guess what? He walks down quite a bit.
Yeah, he walks down.
Yeah, and then you have Vander Esch in the middle, and then you have no one covering the middle of the fucking field.
No, with Lawrence and Micah, we're going to get another test to see if they can block.
Yeah.
Or are they going to adjust their fucking game plan?
Are you talking about the Cowboys? Because that's not going to happen.
No. I know that's not going to happen. The Bengals.
Can Zeke run on the Bengals?
Bengals gave up close to no rushing yards last week, but that was against a team that ranked 32nd in rushing last year. So.
Also, I mean, if you're the Bengals, though, you're going to put fucking 12. You should put 10 in the box and not play a safety.
How do these guys trot these O-lines out there and just hope for the best?
It's been – people, O-linemen have been talking about it for
it's embarrassing.
A few years now because the college game is so much just past that. That
well, a lot of like tackles, especially, they don't know how to get in a 3-point stance anymore.
Okay, Texans are at the Broncos.
Oh, give me the Texans. Let's go fight in Dougie Bills. Plus 10 still, right, Tony?
I think it's 9.5.
I wanted 10.
This is another buy low, sell high point, maybe, potentially.
I don't know. Texans got fight in them, dude.
They do have fight, which worries the fuck out of me.
Wait, you think laying 9.5 with the Broncos is buying low?
Not the number wise, no, but people are down on the Broncos the Texans.
It, you know, if the Broncos cruise to an easy victory over the Seahawks, 13. We'd be looking at 13, 12.5.
Yeah, but
maybe
that,
not.
Yeah, but that didn't happen. And the Fighting Dougie Mills, they covered and tied a game. So I'm sticking with the Fighting Dougie Mills the entire fucking season against the spread, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's exactly buy low, so high. Kyle, you looking at anything like this one?
Hey, you know, my heart has stood with Dougie Mills since he was coming out of fucking college.
I agree. So is mine.
Fucking bet his under on when he was going to get drafted. That fucking hit.
Fortunately, I don't. Pal, this one? Anything? Anything you're looking at?
I mean, can Russ fucking figure it out?
Yeah, that's a good one.
How many times will he yell run pass on the fucking sidelines, dude?
Yeah. it's tough. It's tough.
What is that?
That's football player.
Did you see that guy he went up to when he told him the look on his face just standing there in his civvies?
Even when we're young, even when you're younger, you don't like you can yell pass and ball is in the air, but run. Yeah, we know it. We know.
Seriously.
Wait,
go hit somebody.
Russ is spending time on the sideline yelling run pass instead of going over game plans and adjustments and shit.
Yelling at I think D lineman to do it too.
Yeah, he's a football player.
Oh, okay. Fourth grade QB leader. What a fucking leader he is.
Everybody's turned on him pretty quick here.
He is not doing that. That's a made up story.
The last couple of years, I feel like
dude,
the show.
There's a video kind of this myth.
Cardinals and Raiders. I have no idea. One of these teams, show me something. Can either of these teams protect or get pressure? Because they both had zero sacks on defense. I think the Raiders can get pressure.
I worry about Derek Carr, man.
Yeah, they did not block. One of these, show me something. One of these teams.
Yeah, he's got to cut down the mistakes, though, dude. Like, you don't need to throw fucking into triple coverage on first down.
Sure,
you know?
I agree.
Yeah, I'm kind of forced into the buy low on the Cardinals just after taking them against the Chiefs last week. I just feel like Kyler owes me.
Yeah, they owe you. They fucking owe you.
Kyler owes me money. So I'll be taking the points and hoping it's a close one. Jeez Louise, they look bad.
Dude, that is fucking tough.
And yeah, they look bad.
Yeah, I'm going to take a bet for myself here and take Raiders defense/special teams touchdown.
Okay.
Love it.
Love it. Tell you what, Mike Martz may have talked me into the Packers here on Sunday night. Packers against the Bears. And LaFleur and Aaron are both incredible off of a loss, and we know what they do against the Bears. And I think this is another buy low, sell high because of how bad the Packers looked, and the Bears got a win last week against the Niners.
Here's a hot take. Bakhtiari is not going to play football this year.
I don't think that's a hot – well, it might be a hot take other places, but I – you know what I want to see in this game? The young wide receivers for Green Bay look better.
And yeah, give the that ball, and just give I the mean, ball Aaron to fucking, said it on the show the other day.
Yep, give the ball to Aaron.
Just feed fucking Jones and Dylan.
Aaron Jones, yes.
Like, there's no need to fucking like they when they did 4th-and-1 empty backfield shotgun. Like, why? Why would you do that? There's no threat of anything.
Good question.
It's also crazy that AJ Dillon had more targets than Jones in a game where they're trailing.
I would just play Aaron Jones as a wide receiver at this point.
Maybe, but he's so good out of the backfield too, and as a runner. All right, let's move on. Anything that you guys had on college before Picks Friday? I'll tell you this: in my head, I was going to give out Fresno as a 5-star. I'm not touching that fucking. Oh, I'm not touching that fucking game.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I actually do have one 5-star play, and this is gambling. Twitter is probably gonna eviscerate me. But
got your replies off, man. You're good.
Yeah, I don't know how to switch that. I don't know what the fuck happened on Twitter. Yeah,
you know exactly what you're doing.
No, now I have to go into every tweet and allow replies. It's fucking annoying as hell. But this is being real. There's this kid, Mike Wright. He is the Vanderbilt quarterback. He's a fucking stud. They're +2 against fucking who knows state.
Northern Illinois.
The Huskies, dude. NIU?
It's Northern Illinois.
Yeah, okay. So, well, NIU has, or they're what, 1-1? They've played some bad teams. Who cares? Like, Vandy's played some bad teams. Yeah, they lost one game. But this quarterback's a dog. He's going to eat up. He's switching around Vanderbilt football. Let's go. Vandy +2.5 or take him on the money line.
I'm staring down Miami, Texas A&M under here as well.
I think I'm going to take Husky's money line.
That is such a weird fucking game. I might be on the Spartans.
Spartans have covered 1-6 against the Pac-12.
Wow.
I'm off of. I'm not taking Meep Meeps, I can tell you that.
What?
I'm going to stay away.
What the fuck are we doing?
Dude, I'm going to stay away from that game.
You're digging too deep.
Who, me?
Yeah, too much research.
I'm still going to have fucking 12
You've
picks.
Gone too far.
I mean. You take away the coin. You fucking take away some other thing. Like, you're taking away the Meep Meeps.
No, you could bet them. What the fuck are you talking about?
Tony, we always bet the Meep Meeps.
Not me. I don't know. I always remember I went against them in the pool game last year against Western Kentucky, I believe.
Yeah,
I think I like Penn State.
Penn State?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way.
I love Auburn.
Mitt likes TJ Finley. I think he's a fucking terrible quarterback.
Okay, have fun with what's his name? Fucking seventh year.
Sean Clifford. He's much fucking better than
Big team. Red Dog.
That drive against Purdue was.
Yeah. He also had like seven other ones where he
I might need to be. I might need to be talked off of Kansas too.
Against
Houston getting 10.
Yeah.
Dude.
Texas Tech getting 10.5.
Against NC State, they haven't scored really, so I think Texas Tech will score enough to keep it within 10. I don't know if I'm going to take it, but I like where your head's at.
The trends all say SMU, but I like Maryland at home, I think.
Short favorites there as well. I
do also really, really, really like LSU money line or the +2. Like home game, SEC game, like I get it. Not the biggest Chip Kelly guy. Jesus. You get it. Brian Kelly guy either. But for the family, I think Jaden Daniels is good. I think Mississippi State fucking stinks. So
is anyone want to take the Cal Notre Dame over?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't think so.
He's playing quarterback for Notre Dame.
Drew Pine. Pride of Connecticut.
Right. Connecticut's a quarterback Bruce factory. Who's
going to take Notre Dame?
No, I'm not.
BYU, Oregon. Basically, I think it's going to come down to if the wide receivers play for BYU or not for me.
I still like BYU +3.5.
And I'm starting to lean Cuse at home.
Oh, yeah. Been on that one all week. I love that one.
Five star. Baseball today? You got any? Saw that.
All I got is... Oh, no, Union Berlin just went down. Oh, Midtjylland beat Lazio 5-1.
Why did Pittman not fucking practice today?
Phillies first five Jesus money line Christ. With Syndergaard on the bump. And Twins first five money line with Bundy on the hill at home. Tomorrow, footy, I got Fulham draw no bet at Nottingham Forest.
Nothing.
And in League I have Lorient draw no bet at Auxerre.
Okay.
So is that Premier League back?
Yeah, they're back.
Nottingham Forest back on the pitch.
With
heavy heart.
Kittle remains out, and yeah, Pittman didn't practice.
What's DeForest Buckner didn't either?
Yeah, I mean what, this team, dude. That fucking.
What the fuck is going on?
Good question.
How long of a leash does Shanahan have after this year?
Huh?
Shanahan?
Yeah, if they have a bad year, does he have a long leash after this year, or is he gone?
Kyle?
He's got years, talking dude.
Kyle?
Yeah, he's got plenty.
You got perennial NFC championship contender.
Would have went to the Super Bowl last year if guy didn't drop that pick. I'll see that on my deathbed, that play.
Oh, Ward?
Yeah. Yes. No, it was no. Tart. It was Tart. Right? I think so.
I think Ward dropped one like this year that I'm thinking of.
Okay. We good?
Hell yeah.
Tomorrow. What's tomorrow, Bruce?
Picks Friday.
Hell yeah.
Picks Friday.
Tomorrow is Picks Friday. We'll have all the picks for the entire fucking weekend. Can't wait. Favorite day of the week. We'll be back here tomorrow. Fridays are pretty much right after Pat's show. And then
this is the week where you get good lines on the teams that played in Champions League and Europa League.
Yeah, because it's midweek.
And it either pays off or you get fucking shit kicked.
I love that. Okay, don't forget the same game parlay tonight that's out there. And if you want to no sweat, opt in and join us on that one. And you get your money back in free bets if it loses.
That's cool.
Make sure you opt in. Don't fucking tweet me if you didn't opt in. Booster out there. We'll see you tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn. Damn.